Thank you, and good afternoon. Someone has said a miser might be pretty tough to live with, but he often makes a nice ancestor. We're happy to have the privilege of Bible study today, and we're glad that you're listening to our Bible Meditations program. We return now to our discussion in regard to the so-called discovery, which we have heard much about today, of the body of Jesus, as well as the family of Jesus in a family plot. Be aware of the fact that around this time of the year, every year, there is some attempt made by the infidel to come up with the body of Jesus and to show that he was not indeed the Christ, the Son of God. You know, the Bible says in Romans 1 and verse 4 that he is declared to be the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the grave. If Jesus was resurrected, he's the Christ. And the infidel can't allow that to pass by without making his challenge to it. Of course, he's done it many times before. He's come up with some of the most foolish arguments you could possibly imagine to prove that the tomb was not empty and that there indeed was the body of Jesus buried, and that someone has found that body and that they can produce it even today. As we've been mentioning in the program up to this time, it's far too late for a person to come along today and say, we have evidence that Jesus is not the resurrected Christ. If they had such evidence, they could have produced it in the first century when Christianity was just starting, and they could have put an end to Christianity. Why did not some person step forth when the Apostle Peter said, this Jesus you crucified, God has raised from the grave? Why did they not step forth and say, wait a minute, Peter, we'll get his body, and then produce the body of Jesus? Well, they couldn't produce the body of Jesus. Now think about this for a minute. Did the enemies of Jesus want the tomb to be empty? Now, that shouldn't be hard to understand and shouldn't be hard to answer. It was to their advantage to be able to say, look, here's his body. They didn't want an empty tomb. They wanted the body of Jesus to remain in that tomb. So when someone came along and said, Jesus raised from the grave, all they would have to do is just go to the tomb, bring out his body, and that's the end of it. They didn't want that tomb to be empty, but he was empty. And the Bible clearly makes known the fact that when they went to the tomb, they didn't find the body of Jesus. Well, what about the friends of Jesus? You can almost hear somebody saying, well, you know, the friends of Jesus, in order to prove that he was the Christ, went in and they took the body of Jesus away. Well, think about that for a minute. How could they have done it? Was it true that there was a guard given to see to it that they didn't get in and that they were not able to remove the body of Jesus? That's not hard to understand, is it? The friends of Jesus were not able to do anything in regard to his body because, of course, they were forbidden by the guards, by those who were involved, to be involved in this. And therefore, they tried to, if the friends of Jesus were involved, they just could not have been part of the removal of the body. So if the friends of Jesus couldn't have done it, and the enemies of Jesus didn't want to do it, who removed the body of Jesus from that tomb? Well, it isn't hard to understand God raised his son Jesus from the grave and declared him to be the Son of God. The infidel has come along with, many books have been written along this line, some of them just very ridiculous, as they try to come up with some theory that will explain it. Did you ever read anything that said, now here's what happened, Jesus just simply swooned away by all of the pressure and all the hanging on the cross, and so then they took him down from the cross, took him, laid him in that empty tomb, and in the quiet and cool of that tomb, he revived. And then he was resurrected. Now, there are a lot of things left out of that, but you ever wonder how a man who had been through what he was through could have revived and could have rolled the stone away and could have gone by the guards that were there to see that he didn't leave that tomb, how that would ever have occurred? You know, a person must be hard up to find any evidence when he comes up with that kind of thing, and he depends upon that as a denial of Jesus being the Christ, the Son of God. I simply say that the infidel has failed once more to provide any real evidence that Jesus was not resurrected from the grave. He was resurrected and is declared to be the Son of God by the resurrection from the grave. And so, my friends, when somebody comes along today saying, well, you Christians believe Jesus raised from the grave, but we have his body and we have the evidence showing that he is not indeed raised from the grave, don't be intimidated. Don't back down and think that this infidel has something that we ought to be scared of. We don't need to be scared when someone comes up with some of the foolish, ridiculous ideas that they have tried to pawn off on the religious world. It's time for Christians to stand up and to let it be known that all of the mockery and all of the scoffing and all of the laughing that has been done by the infidel has not turned our faith away from believing that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. It's indeed been a privilege to study with you again today. I hope that you'll listen again tomorrow and that we'll be able to study and learn more about the will of God. In the meantime, remember, it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.